Hello and welcome to Cinema Scene. Films are a creative medium which can express the magic and fantasy in everyone's heart. Today, we will take a fantasy-filled journey through three classic musicals, Lost Horizon, The Wiz, and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. The 1973 film Lost Horizon, directed by Charles Jarrett, is an account of a utopian way of life actually existing within our world. In the opening of the story, Eastern diplomat Robert Conway, played by Peter Finch, escorts some acquaintances to depart from China. As there are a limited number of planes, only Robert, his brother George, played by Michael York, and three other companions successfully make the last getaway. However, Robert soon recognizes the plane is heading in an unintended direction toward the Himalayas. It then has an unplanned descent into a snowy region within the Tibetan territory. Not long after their landing, Robert and his friends are rescued by a man named Chang, played by John Gielgud. The lost group follows Chang through a jagged mountain pass which eventually leads to a picturesque place called Shangri-La. Within the bountiful area, filled with fertile soil, perfect weather, and an ideal lifestyle, the people of Shangri-La live in harmony and with love for all their fellow residents. Under the guidance of High Lama, played by Charles Boyer, a sage who presides over them, the citizens walk a path of wisdom, righteousness, and self-improvement. Their simplicity not only gives them a young heart, but also extends their longevity to over 200 years. Through Robert's daily interaction with the carefree people, he soon uncovers a fresh outlook of life away from worldly concerns.
This is where we start to prepare our young for the future.
Just because you think you're small, that doesn't mean that you're small at all. And just the way a tiny branch is like a tree to a twig, to someone else you are big. The world is a circle without a beginning, and nobody knows where it really ends. Whoa. Everything depends on where you are in the circle that's spinning around. Half of the time we are upside down. La la la. La 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 la. And just because they say you're weak, that doesn't mean you are weak.
As the story progresses, High Lama is coming to the end of his years and chooses Robert to assume his role of protecting the people and sharing the universal message of love thy neighbor to the rest of the world. As a magical place is everything that makes up Robert's ideals, he willingly agrees to take on the task and propagate the wonders of the land. However, his brother George is not so open to the fantastical nature of Shangri-La. Under the influence of Maria, played by Olivia Hussey, a disillusioned citizen of Shangri-La who does not feel contentment despite the region's perfection, George wants to escape with her to the outside world. Robert tries to warn his brother that although Maria appears young, she is well beyond the age of 80 and may not be able to survive elsewhere. In spite of his advice, George insists that they leave Shangri-La immediately. Caught in between a dreamland and his brother, Robert must decide what step to take next. He feels responsible for his sibling. But if he leaves, will he ever be able to find his way back to the utopia? The film is illuminated by the gorgeous scenery and light-hearted songs such as The World is a Circle, Question Me and Answer, and Reflections. It reminds the audience that the only truth is deep within ourselves. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Cinema Scene will be right back with more musical fun. Welcome back to Cinema Scene on Supreme Master Television. Let's now skip down the yellow brick road for the adventure of our next film, The Wiz, directed by Academy Award-winning Sidney Lumet. The Wiz is a 1978 movie adaptation of the 1975 Broadway musical of the same name. It is also an urbanized version of the children's novel The Wonderful Wizard of Oz by L. Frank Baum. The story begins in Harlem, New York, USA, where 24-year-old Dorothy Gale, played by the acclaimed singer and actress Diana Ross, resides with her Aunt Em and Uncle Henry. We soon find that Dorothy is extremely shy, and despite encouragement from Aunt Em, she is afraid to move out and on with her life. She's cleaning up when her dog, Toto, runs out of the kitchen door into the midst of an intense snowstorm. Dorothy catches up with him, but Glinda, the good witch, played by Lena Horne, sends a magic whirlwind that transports the duo to the invisible land of Oz, depicted as a sprawling metropolis. There, she meets the Munchkins and the good witch of the north, Miss Wan, played by Thelma Carpenter. Miss Wan bestows Dorothy with the powerful silver slippers of Evermean, the Wicked Witch of the East, and cautions her to keep them until she returns to Harlem. She also suggests that Dorothy takes the yellow brick road to Emerald City to seek the help of the Wiz to get back home. While searching for the yellow brick road, Dorothy meets Scarecrow, played by renowned entertainer and humanitarian Michael Jackson, who joins her in hopes that the Wiz can give him what he feels he lacks, a brain. On their voyage, they happen upon the Tin Man, played by Nipsey Russell, who says he needs a heart, and the Cowardly Lion, portrayed by Ted Ross, who wishes for courage. The four continue the quest to the Emerald City, overcoming obstacles like the subway peddler and the poppy girls. They finally meet the Wiz, played by Grammy award-winning Richard Pryor, who appears as a great fire-breathing metallic head. The Wiz will only grant them their wishes if they obey his commands. Will Scarecrow, Tin Man and Lion attain their brain, heart and courage? And can Dorothy transcend her self-doubts and return home? A production of Universal Pictures and Motown Productions, The Wiz reveals a noble strength that is inherent within every individual. It is replete with lively dance routines and music by a talented crew, including acclaimed artists Luther Vandross and Quincy Jones, as well as spectacular songs like Ease On Down the Road and Believe in Yourself. The Wiz visually enthralls viewers with colorful costumes and designs. In addition, the tale is enhanced with inventive special effects, such as subway pillars come to life. The movie was nominated for 4 Academy Awards, along with 7 other recognitions. The true spirit of invention is fun, spontaneity, often humor, and always comes out of love. This is evident in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, a 1968 fantasy musical film directed by Ken Hughes, based on the children's book by the author of James Bond series, Ian Fleming. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is the unfolding story of a man who transforms a piece of scrap into a magical car that flies and sails for his children and companion.
Does he know what he's doing?
Of course he does.
It all begins with two children, Jemima and Jeremy, portrayed respectively by Heather Ripley and Adrian Hall, playing in a junkyard car. Viewers soon learned that it was once a Grand Prix race car. On the way home, the children meet Miss Truly, played by Sally Ann Howes, who gives them a lift.
Gosh, just wait till Daddy hears we've been for riding a motor car.
Yay!
What's your name?
I'm Jemima.
And I'm Jeremy.
What's yours?
Truly.
That's a very pretty name.
Now, where is your house?
We also meet Caractacus Potts, played by the Grammy Award-winning entertainer Dick Van Dyke, the spontaneous inventor and father of two children, and their eccentric grandpa Potts, played by Lionel Jeffries.
Good afternoon, miss. Sorry, I can't stop. I'm off to India. Going to have a cup of tea with a Maharaja. Cheerio.
Caractacus has a broad imagination, useful hands, and an exceptional way of looking at life. To him, scientific invention is driven by a child's dream. The big house is filled with his innovative devices. During breakfast, Caractacus agrees to his children's request that he purchases the race car from the junkyard. However, it costs 30 shillings, a sum which he does not have. To raise money, he invents a candy that can be used as a whistle to present to the owner of the sweet factory, Lord Scrumptious, who turns out to be Truly's father. Caractacus later brings his hair-cutting machine to raise funds at the fair. Unfortunately, both endeavors do not fare well. Yet, he unexpectedly manages to earn the money by dancing at the festival and acquires the car.
And the merry men of Robin Hood, they use the quarterstaff. On many plays inside their caves, they hide their ruddy swords. What we may do with a low bamboo when everyone applauds. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. The old bamboo, the old bamboo. You better never bother with the old bamboo. You can have the hat from your bumper shoe, but you better never bother with the old bamboo.
when passing on the funeral tent.
You use a sturdy pole.
To take their bare complexion.
Ladies use a parasol.
It's useful in the underbrush.
To have a hefty spear.
Right, but what we do with an old bathroom makes everybody cheer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hey, and 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and 6, and 7. Oh,
the old bathroom, the old bathroom. You better never bother with the old bathroom. You can have the apple in front of the shoe, but you better never bother with the old bathroom.
Galacticus restores the vehicle, naming it Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, after the noises that it makes. He takes Jemima, Jeremy, and Miss Truly Scrumptious to the beach.
Chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang. Oh, you pretty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, we love you. And our pretty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, wants us to high, low, anywhere we go on chitty chitty we depend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine for Fender friend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine for Fender friend.
Audience learns that Jemima and Jeremy are quite fond of Truly, who seems to have the potential of being a great mother. However, Galacticus struggles to come to terms with his feelings for her.
You're the answer to our wishes. Our hearts beat so unruly because we love you truly.
Aww.
All this truly we do.
The chitty then develops the ability to float and fly. Then comes another character, Baron Bomburst, an unkind ruler of a fictional country, who wants to keep the magical chitty as well as its inventor. Thus begins a series of wild adventures to escape the Baron. Galacticus and Truly find themselves having to rescue Grandpa Potts, as well as Jemima and Jeremy. Will they succeed? Will the magic of Chitty help Galacticus accept Truly and bring together his family? Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is filled with excitement and classic songs that will have the whole family singing along, including Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and You Too, a fusion of comedic escapades, love story, and an amazing soundtrack. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is an unforgettable exploration of the spirit of creativity.
Famously caught, you two have me, and I have you two.
The melodious Lost Horizon, The Wiz, and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang take us through supernatural experiences to far-off lands, awakening the innocence and childlike hearts in all of us. Splendid viewers, it was a delight having you join us on today's Cinema Scene. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more constructive programming. Up next is Vegetarianism, the noble way of living, after noteworthy news. May your days be filled with wonders and bliss.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/cs.